Florence and the Machine's Big God, the most beautiful and haunting music video of all time.
Oh, Florence and the Machine, Big God, left on red while sexting.
Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared, and we're not experts in music or videos.
And my pick.
Oh, yeah, your pick. Long time coming.
Long time, yeah. We haven't done an episode in a while. We apologize to our four listeners.
Yeah, and I also meant as far as this coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this video. Yeah, this may be the whole reason we do this.
Oh, for you. That's high praise.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, this is... Folks, this is why we do this.
This is why we do it.
Florence and the Machine, Big Guy.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. We haven't done this in a while. What's next? Where do we start?
What's up, man?
Do we have anything we need to talk about from our last episode?
Teenage Dirtbag.
Teenage Dirtbag.
No.
Greatest song of all
time. Still great. Still great. No, nothing there. Anything from your day today? How the hell was your day?
It was great. Great. How was your day?
It's fine.
How was your birthday? Happy birthday, by the way. Thank you. Your birthday was yesterday.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Thank you. it was good. We saw Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
It was good. And today we watched Mulan.
Awesome.
And we did the Murph Challenge today.
What is the Murph
Challenge? The Murphy Challenge.
I don't know if
it's,
I know
it's like
this.
A Memorial Day. It's a soldier. You honor him like on Memorial Day. It's like a workout you do. It is a mile run, 300 squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, and then another mile run. And you're supposed to do it with a vest, like a 25-pound vest. We did not do the vest, but we did everything else.
No, good for you.
I'm tired.
I imagine you would
I'm
be.
Lazy, and that was not the best day for...
I didn't do that at all. I had margaritas all day and some barbecue.
Today, so you had a good day.
Played some games.
Yeah, all right.
Hung out with the fam, I know, yeah. So we're doing a late night episode. We haven't done one of these in a while either.
No. Yes. No, we have not. So. And speaking of not in a while... Vintage fragrances today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You surprised me today.
Yeah.
So you're wearing
Azaro Chrome.
Everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
If you're over 35.
Is 90s. Is 90s. Yeah. And also the king of the 90s.
Aqua Di Gio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have money. Yep. I found my way toward a couple of old bottles and I could not help myself.
No, fair. They're the best from our time.
Yeah.
Right?
Acqua di Gio, the Armani, was number one in the world for, I think, 15 years.
Why not?
Why not?
It was great.
Yep. So, glad to have them back.
Great picks.
Woo!
All right. And again, we're covering Florence and the Machine's Big God this time. Came out in 2018.
Yes. I did not realize it was that long ago until we started.
I didn't either.
It made me like, whoa.
And it looks... neater and cleaner. I guess nothing was really that bad in 2018.
It's not that long ago.
Yeah.
It is, but it doesn't...
It is, but yeah. It just seems newer, I guess.
Yeah. So. A little more timeless than you might think of 2018.
Sure. Yeah. So, what do we want to do? Walkthrough?
Yeah. Well, you can give me a director or...
Director, you want to do that first?
Yeah, let's do all that.
Okay. You may know this director already, Autumn de Wilde, and it also says it at the end of the video.
Yeah, good.
Good.
As we say,
said good. It so many times, please, directors, include it. Beginning, end, credits. Right in the middle.
Put
who
some
cares?
Credits.
Yeah. We want to know who was involved in making these music videos, and we appreciate it when we get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
She was, so I did look her up too, because I wasn't sure if it was my turn, so I just did quick. She's done a lot of music videos. Just another one that just sneaks by us.
Yeah, she got her fame from just being a photographer for the stars and had a bunch of pictures in Rolling Stones and other big magazines and album covers and stuff like that. So, huge photographer, and she's done one movie, Emma, in 2020, starring Anya Taylor-Joy, which is one of our favorites, I think.
Got her early.
Yeah, she's great. But yeah, That's it. That's it. That's cool. All about Autumn Day Wild. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. She, I mean, I'll let you know what she says. No, and she also directed Don't Know Where to Put My Love by Florence. So she's done a few Florence videos.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
which is also an interesting video, too.
Yeah, I love that they added the choreographer in here.
As they should.
And with Florence being the co-choreographer of this video. But I did write his name down. Mm-hmm. Akram Khan.
Yes.
And then, of course, Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Or could Florence Welch.
They could have done full credits, give all the other dancers their props, even though you only see like two of their faces, really.
Right, yeah, and their faces aren't meant to be...
They're not part of it.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
What about this song? So we mentioned when it came out. Do you got any relation to this song?
I mean, you know my relation to this song.
I think
song.
We've told the story on here.
We may have. The first time... We'll tell it again. Yeah. Who cares? The first time... we ever did a music video night, and you're gonna have to speak to why you played this. Mm-hmm. But you played this. I had never heard the song nor seen the music video, and you played it at the perfect time. Like, we were just ready for it, yeah. And it blew my mind. Yeah. Like, I was speechless.
You held your head as if you witnessed a prayer come to life.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
I was showing you. It was, of course, super late at night, but. Because the same, I brought it to you because of the same reason of anything. There's just a moment I was like, I want to see how he takes this because I know he likes those dance videos and this is a dance video. And the whole time I was watching you more than the video. I was like, oh, he doesn't like this. Like, he hates it. And they came off the ground and you put your head and it was like a tear came down and like, oh God, like you wept.
Sure. I'm not going to argue.
Yeah. And it was just, I was like, oh. Maybe he does like it, or he thinks it's really dumb. And that was the big moment. And then you, as soon as the song ended, you're like, "That was the most incredible thing I've ever seen."
And you had the look of the proudest papa in your eyes the second I said that to you.
When you get you some were good videos,
so yeah, proud.
I was
of yeah. How of your pick, yeah. Which you should have been.
Still, I yeah, possibly from spoiler alert, maybe one of your best scores of all time.
Yeah.
And Kristen and I, my attachment is just that we watched it like this was 6 years ago. Florence was, I mean, she still makes music, but a little more on people's radar then.
Right.
And so day one when it came out, I saw it and just saved it for her to watch that night. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
We tried, if like a new video we both want to see, we'll save each other. We won't selfishly watch it, you know?
Great idea. We do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wait to watch certain new ones. But yeah. So that's the story behind this music video. And not all of them have stories as good no. or worth telling, but this one is.
It's a good one. If I could share my joy.
You were so proud. Yeah, it was great. It was a good time.
Okay.
All right, so we'll do the walkthrough.
Yep.
You essentially have Florence and several other female dancers all in underwear and see-through skirts. And different colors. And they dance in a very shallow pool to the song. And at one point, all of the dancers other than Florence get pulled up into the air and then dropped. And then it finishes in dancing. That's it. That's literally all there is to talk about when you do the walkthrough.
Yeah. It's choreographed interpretive dance.
Yeah, it's definitely choreographed. The only one that does anything different is Florence, but all the other females are doing the exact same choreographed dance. And then Florence does have a solo at the end.
Yeah. And yes, tiny pool of water, you did mention that, but it's an all-black room.
Yes.
Other than like a spotlight down on them.
Yeah.
Like if the other reference, if you haven't seen this video, would be when Dennis does his interpretive dance. No, not Dennis, Mac on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
When he's like super buff,
uh-huh.
That's like the same setup as this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's it. Or if you remember, the original dancing in the pool was what Moose from, what was the name of that movie? The dancing movie.
Footloose?
No.
Step Up?
Step Up. Yeah. And it may have been Step Up 2 that Moose did the big dance in the water.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, that's where originally like. Came from, as far as I know, someone dancing in water.
The deepest cut.
This yeah.
is as far as back.
Yeah. The fans will remember.
Yeah, we've got nothing else to go before that. Never happened.
No. Anyway, yeah, Anything great. Else you want to add to that walkthrough?
No.
No.
No. You have to see this one, guys. We are all about listening to this podcast. If you haven't seen the video, hopefully we get something across that's at least entertaining or funny or can make you envision the video. We're not selling this video that great. It's a dance video.
It is.
And you can't, we cannot put across that.
No, no.
So yeah, yeah. Watch this video.
Watch this video and have a few drinks, have a good time, do a little party, and then watch it and then listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And tell us how you feel.
You got a long way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, this one takes a lot.
Okay.
All right. Shall we get into...
How do you want to attack?
I don't know how to attack this. We'll go with the obvious.
Okay.
Like
the actual meaning of the song and stuff?
Not the actual meaning of the song, because the song is not what...
It's whatever order we want to go in.
You tell me.
We're off the script. So, she has revealed what the song is about.
Yes, she has.
And because it's a dance video, you have to impress. It's one of the most solid examples of... Now you have to match your song and your video. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just going to fall all the way apart. And so that means your interpretation of the song greatly influences by how you view the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the best place to start.
Okay.
Now you have to get into, per theory, what the song means.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because... You wouldn't know that was what she was singing about unless she told you.
Yes.
So, and what she says she's singing about, and I've got a quote written down, and I'm sure you wrote this down too, but it says the song was about that feeling when someone has not replied to your text message, or ghosting, essentially.
Yes.
That's what she wrote the song about.
Which is not what you would hear if you'd only heard the song.
Exactly.
But then after you know that, you're like, this song's kind of whack.
Yeah. Yeah, knowing that changes... Yeah,
it like sucks a lot of the fun out of it. Like, you're just waiting on a text? That's what all this is?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, but I think it goes much deeper.
She like broadened it and made it like, you know, emotive and whatnot. But
And I think when she wrote the song, that's what she had in mind. But I think the writing also evolved as she was writing the song.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Just that's the starting point. Yes. It's just funny to think about it.
It is funny to think about. She was pissed about being ghosted.
Yeah. Then she's like, how about this incredible thing?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so what I tried to force, and this is I'll just start with one, just because
yeah.
If that's the meaning of the song, then what I'm doing, because I know that is, but I still want to figure out how the interpretation of their dancing it matches to it, right?
No, I love that.
And so like as I'm watching it kind of is one of those things where if you stare at something for so long you do start to see patterns and things. And so I was like, oh, this represents this during a cell phone conversation. Like I took it as, like I said,
sure,
sexting. And so if you watch it a bunch of times in a row, it all starts to make sense for that. But then I stopped, went and watched Mulan, and then we watched it again and I was like, oh, none of that makes any sense. Like, it's gone. But you're just so locked into a loop and, like, trying to make it make sense. There's still some. Like, I think if you equate them lifting off the ground, it's scent. It's a scent message.
Okay.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
I think, like, a lot of the song is very sexually interpretive, and the video is, too. Like, they're all wet. They're all, like, crawling around into, like, mm-hmm. writhing. It's very sexual. And the thing she says, like, you know, you don't know what I do. Go, like, you don't have no far I go for you, which
right.
is like, oh, it's sexting. It's just sexed messages to each other. And, like, let your affection rain on me. Like, it all is graphically sexual.
Yeah.
And so you just have to take how they move as, like, are you jerking it? You know what I mean?
Okay. So the way they move, I did have thoughts about it. And you were more on my track when you first started talking about it.
Yeah, I started talking about jerk, I blew it.
Yeah. No. Meaning like the hanging up the phone and stuff like that. There's certain things in here that takes you through a toxic relationship, and this is the women's view of how they're being treated throughout the relationship,
mm-hmm.
where they're in and they're out, and you, at one point they hook their mouths, like they're getting hooked back into the relationship, and then they get out of it. And so you can take it as a relationship interpretive dance, just obviously from a woman's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a toxic relationship. This is not a healthy relationship that these women are in.
Oh, you think so? I don't really read it as like negative. I do think she is like wanton and he's not giving her enough. But I don't picture it like it's not hurtful other than the you don't want to be ignored.
Okay. That's fine. I took it as because all the other women disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only one left. She's the only one that conquered it
and
being alone. And all the other women are stuck back in their relationships.
Okay. Okay. No,
that's the way I kind of interpret it.
Yeah. No, I'm with that. So with the... Okay, with the song.
That's the only way I could tie it to the song. And that's not really being ghosted. That's more of just a relationship problem. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Another layer to it. Yeah. Well, so like... It is a very, so I will say, like, it's choreographed, yes, by a man, but I think it's a very feminine choreography. Like, they did a good job at, like, very primal feminine stuff.
Sure.
But, like, all the different, because none of the colors are the same, even if they're close, they don't have the same color anything on.
Nothing.
Yeah. And so that's, like, the different shades of a woman's emotion. Like, all the different things you go through while waiting on that text. Because being left, and this is a universal, I don't think it's men or women, like, being left on red when you don't want to be is bad. Like,
right.
It's the worst. And so, these are all the different parts of you that are dealing with it.
Yeah, you've had to deal with that a few more times than me. How many directors have left you on the red?
Boy, yeah, yeah, most
so bad.
Yeah, but they read it.
They read it, and we do message them, or you do. All right, so I'll give one of my theories that has nothing to do with what she says the song is actually about.
Please.
And I think it's pretty obvious, but me and Lacey both had the exact same thing. It's a coven of witches, mm-hmm. Okay. Right? And the dancing, again, all of it has different meanings as far as the way I think about it. Is back when people were on witch hunts. It was really just women being women and doing women things. And, you know, nowadays a bunch of women can go to a club and dance, but if they went out in the woods and danced back then, they were witches. And
don't
right?
we miss the good old days?
So it's a coven of witches. It's telling their journey from, you know, how they all came together and became a, I say this in quotes, coven, which mm-hmm. is really just a group of girls that like to hang out.
Yeah.
When they get hung, that's when they're being called witches, right?
Yeah,
and so it takes you through the journey of a Salem witch trial kind of coven of women.
Yeah.
Until there's only one left.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I could watch that. That's maybe the problem with some of these theories is like how this works. You have to, because it's a dance video,
you have to
watch it again.
Yes.
Like, it's not like all the other theories that you have the whole movie in your mind.
Right.
Because it's all bigger. And you're like, oh, that works here, that works here. Whereas this is one thing, and you have to watch the whole thing again.
Yes. And so hard to put it on paper, because I can sit here and tell you the witch theory works.
Yeah.
But for me to tell you how it works, I would have to break down every single move that they do and interpret that into the life story of a witch from the 1800s. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you the best that I can with what I have to offer. But I did did make sense of it with the dance moves in my head.
Yeah. No, dude, I can see it. You can, I mean, and you can go so far as like they do like, when it does that, the beat's that doom, 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 and they like, she punches, or it looks like she's doing it to herself. That's stakes in the heart of a witch. The water's, you know, you put them in the water and see if they float or they don't. Yeah, and they literally hang the women. I mean, so you can put all that in there. Yeah. And that's big, easy things.
Big, easy things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Super easy. That was the problem with it. It's too easy.
Yeah. Well, if for me, saying it how it is in terms of witchcraft for them, But the song, as far as witchcraft goes, almost like a recruiting, like, you need a big god.
Yes.
Hey, guess we got one over here, the coven.
Yeah. But it works, too. Lyrically, it can work for the same thing. You just have to make it work in your own head.
Shower your affection, let it rain on me, is the blood of Satan.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah,
but that is how he gets you in, right? I mean, you know,
he
promises you riches and...
To live deliciously.
Yes. or eternal life or whatever else, you know.
Whatever you want. Who knows? You need a big God for it. Yes. Okay. We're right here.
Yeah, so that's it. I figured you probably had something close to that.
Nope.
No? Interesting.
Nope. Wait, I can't read. Hold on. Oh, yeah, so just to lengthen this episode, because I think this will be a short one because it's a dance video.
Sure, I've only got one more little thing to talk about.
Okay, we have to then, based on our scores or talking about these videos, we've yet to really figure out how we want to score and how dance videos are versus regular music videos, right?
Sure.
And so the most basic comparison is another dance video or other dance videos. So, like, what do you think? And this is not me saying, I'm not asking you which is better, because that's not what this show is. What I'm asking you emotively, tonally, I want you to separate this from three other music videos, three other dance videos, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the other ones first.
Okay.
It can be as short or as long as an explanation as you need.
Okay.
Okay? And then you're going to hit this one.
Okay.
So, like, an example would be, like, on this drink here.
Uh-huh.
This yellow. Oh, it's kind of like a feral jungle yellow.
Okay.
And then this would be, like, and this one is not like that because it's this.
Okay.
Okay. I maybe have put too much on this.
I don't know.
All right.
I'll give it my best shot.
Okay. I think you got it.
Sure, I do.
Okay. So, this compared to Sia's Elastic Heart.
Oh, okay. Sia's Elastic Heart has a patriarchal feel to it.
Okay.
So, it's more speaking to men and women, where this is very feminine.
Okay.
And a beautiful video.
Agreed. What would be the emotional tones of Sia? What's the vibe you get out of that?
That depends on your relationship with your father.
Okay. That's an answer. We'll take it. Moving on. Next one. The one because we never covered Elastic Heart, I don't think, did we? We covered the one I'm about to say. Sia's video where they're shooting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What is that called?
The Greatest.
The Greatest. All right.
Yes. Sia's The Greatest.
Okay. Emotional tone of that.
Oh, well, you know the emotional tone of that one. That one is it's negative towards a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to be negative. It is showing the negativity involved in their lives, I guess.
Okay. So more negative than this.
Yes.
Okay. Because you said this was a bad relationship, or like the tone of it is like a negative.
This one?
Toxic relationship. And so.
Okay. But that's not my real theory. That was me trying to make things work. No. My real theory on this is that it's a beautiful dance video. And that is how I will always remember it.
Okay. And our final one is, of course, Robin.
Dancing on my own.
Call Your Girlfriend.
I Call Your Girlfriend. Sorry. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. They're both dance videos.
They're both. Yeah. Yes.
But we always talk about.
Oh. Call Your Girlfriend. It's triumphant. Exhausting.
Yeah. But different. It's feminine.
It is.
It's feminine.
It is. It's a different kind of feminine, though.
It is.
It's a. I don't know. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one,
like,
to go
if
with.
If you have to separate the two, because they're both very feminine. Hers is triumphant, I think. Hers is victorious. Yeah,
it is. Yes.
It is not. Hers is more.
It's not as choreographed.
Right.
There is some choreograph in it, but a lot of it is her ad-libbing through.
Yeah.
So it's just more raw and victorious. And
hers is more spur of the moment, energetic, like it bursting out of you like a kid.
Yes.
Whereas this is like more, maybe more womanly.
Absolutely.
Big God is more like
sensual.
Yeah. More primal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Robin's is definitely more of like it's a little more nuanced. Hers is a very specific emotion.
It is.
That's a lot tighter.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And this is broader. Bring it all.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it all. Okay. I could say, like, just because it's not a dance video, but emotional tone-wise. No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Okay.
Did we drag that far enough? All great dance videos, though.
Yeah.
So really good job on picking great dance videos,
yeah.
But all with a different tone, all of them with a different feel that will make you have a different emotion when watching it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
Okay, what do you got? Do you have a third something?
The last thing, and Lacey kind of started this one, and I just kind of finished it. But the idea of her being a puppet master mm-hmm. to all of these other women. And she's literally pulling the strings mm-hmm. and making them do this for her own glory. And she is their big god.
Okay. All right. So this is like a girl's imagination. Like,
yeah.
Almost like if I was this yeah. is how it would go.
It's how powerful I can be and how amazing okay. I am. Yeah, I don't like that one, but
that's
you know.
Just like, but that's the problem with, that's just getting very literal, like that could happen. That right. could be this. And I mean, it would explain why they're all doing the same thing except for her, because she's
except for her, yeah. yeah.
But yeah, I mean, to what end is the question here? She's just like, you know, playing in her fantasy. But
yeah,
I
mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You can make it make sense, but that would make her like the most vain, egotistical yeah. person on the face of the planet. Well, and that's also, not like, her.
I think with you any, yeah, any group of people dancing with a lead dancer can be that theory.
Sure.
So it's like, sure, that's there.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. The only thing that makes it more puppet master is the fact that they come up there, and if you don't look at it as them being hung, you yeah. you make it look as, you know, the puppet master has pulled them up
yeah
off of their platform or whatever they're on.
And we both said hung by strings or hung like as witches. You do not see any type of rope in this video, so I don't want anybody to be
you
confused there. There's no like actual, like you don't see wires or anything. Mm-mm. They just lift off the ground and they're gone for a second.
Yeah, well, and you see their feet
yeah
kind of bounce a little bit, which makes you think a rope.
True.
That's where you get the idea of a rope. Because if they just went up and stayed still, it would make you think of levitating or flying or something other than
yeah
a rope.
Okay. All right.
I think that's purposely done.
They planned everything else, I think.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, why?
The way they were lifted is planned.
How important would the bounce be? The feet dangling, you know? Yeah. So, okay. Anyway. Yeah.
All righty.
That's all of my theories, by the way.
Yeah, same. I mean, that's fine with me.
Okay. Cool.
Like I said, it's a dance video, dude. The theories aren't really...
It's not.
It's not the important part of
no,
this.
No, it's not.
So
it's the emotion that you feel when you
yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's get into some more minutiae, okay? Travis, what's your least favorite part of this video?
I didn't even write that down.
Okay.
Do
you want me to go first?
Because the idea of thinking of a worse part, I don't like. But go ahead. You go first.
No, so I wrote... Look, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
Last... Or least favorite, being forced to pick something.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I did. Because you don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't have to pick anything. But just because it's part of the show I did, and it's the 348 when she flings herself backwards after everyone's gone.
Okay.
I don't like that. I think that fall should be there. I don't like how she takes the hit.
Okay.
I think it should be like a more of a...
It's not as graceful as you'd like to see it.
It can be a little more ghostly.
Okay.
It doesn't match the video, and they probably planned that. It doesn't go with the rest of it because it's
right.
a much more... big moment, but I just don't like it in so far as the video, whole video is great and that's great, but I just like it a little bit less than anything else.
Yeah, so I'll say the only thing that I thought, and this isn't really the worst part, maybe this is what I would change, but she's doing it's right here. So she does a lot of the choreography where the girls have the drapes over their heads and stuff, and they do their arms to move the drapes, and she doesn't have one, but she's doing the same choreography.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks a little weird. So I would put one of the screen drape things on her as well.
Sure. She's in the front. We know who she is.
Right. Yeah, we knew. We knew who it was.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it would have matched the beginning choreography a little bit better, but that's very nitpicky. And
it's just to say something to say something.
To
it's
say
not,
something.
It's not really
yeah,
a complaint.
I don't really give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Are both of our least favorite parts are the same. Like, you just made us pick something.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Favorite part?
The dropping. Not
dropping,
the hanging,
not
but the dropping
when they come
back into the water again. Yeah. That's
okay.
the best part.
Well, and I did the same kind of thing because everyone... I think really I'm just being contrarian, but like obviously the first time you watch this video when they get lifted off the ground, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Like no matter what. But after you watch it 1,000 times and you know that's coming, it's not the best part really anymore for me.
Right.
And I put it's at 3:18. It's the first time she says "Let it rain on me," and she like throws her hair back and her hands come up. Like, that was it's coming up here in a second, but I think that's probably my favorite part. After 1,000 viewings, because the flying is it's shocking and it takes you
right.
It takes you somewhere else it for does. A second. But after you see it 1,000 times, you're like, okay, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, you look forward to it, but you're not surprised by it anymore. Right. That first time you watch it, ugh.
It chills.
Yeah.
It chills.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay. did you find any mistakes?
No.
No. Okay. Do they go together?
Yes.
Absolutely.
They do. Quite a bit. I don't know what you'd do otherwise.
No. I don't either. Once you see this, there's no like... Mm-hmm. What would you change would be one of our next questions. And
yeah.
I wouldn't change a damn thing.
No.
I really wouldn't.
It's fine. And with, like, to that point, we say a lot about videos. And even though you might not like the video, you think of it when you hear the song.
Yeah.
But there are many times like, oh, well, I'm used to that video. I remembered it was so good. Like, and you watch it older, it isn't. I could change a lot of videos and not be mad. Like,
yeah.
It would be different for a while, but I'm like, the other video is better because you just automatically think that.
Sure.
But I think once you change some of these, it's not true. You can let it go. You know?
Make your changes.
Yeah. Make your fantasy changes. Mute one video and put another video of it. If you hate it, just try some stuff. You'll be surprised.
Yeah. You'll come back.
You'll come back.
Come back around to this.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So now the big question.
Which is better? That making you go first on this one?
Huh?
You're going first?
Video.
You think video?
Absolutely.
I think so.
And look, I think the song is amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is an amazing song.
But
this video transcends it.
I think you have to have an order of viewing. So I think if you've heard this song and you watch the video, they're both going to be fine.
Yeah.
If you watch the video the first time you see the song... It's unchangeable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Because but when you have heard the song after you've watched the video, then you think of the video and like taking it to that place. Because the song is good, but doesn't do that necessarily as easily.
Sure.
And so watching, if you can watch Big God for the first time, having never heard the song and the video, do that.
For yes.
Stop yeah. this
if
right
you're,
now.
If you're listening to this podcast and you have never heard this song,
yeah.
watch the video first. Yeah.
And if this is your first episode, you don't have to go back and watch any of them.
No.
If you want to understand what Music Video Night is, as Travis said at the beginning of this, this is why we do this.
This is why we do this.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've said
my piece.
You said it well. what are we going to give this thing?
All right. So, yesin? Or just like...
What's your nonsense rating?
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm not smart enough anymore. Wait. I know what I want to rate it. Okay. I can't do it. I'm going to tell you what my joke is supposed to be. Okay. So I want it to say, hell yeah, but I want it to be the numbers. Like when you type like a 5-4 times to get the H or whatever.
Yes.
I wanted to say those numbers.
Okay.
To say hell yeah, because it's texting and it's awesome. You see what I was trying to do?
See what you were trying to do. It would have made... You know, if you could have held it up to
yeah,
the camera.
But, like, phones don't do that anymore, really.
No, calculators
yeah,
still
so,
do.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Oh, but I wouldn't remember. Like, mom is, like, 666. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, where you write something out and turn the calculator upside down and you can read it.
No.
Or says, hell yeah, or boobs. No. You remember doing that,
I do,
though, right?
Yes. That's not what I'm
that's
talking
what
about.
I thought you were talking about.
No, how, our old phones, when you text, you had to press, like,
okay.
the buttons a bunch of times.
Yes.
I was going to click those buttons like that to say hell yeah, but I just couldn't do it. It's been too long. Wow. Cut all of it. We're cutting all this out.
No, we're not. We are leaving that in. Every bit of that nonsense that just came out
of your mouth. It wasn't nonsense. I knew exactly what I was talking
about.
Yeah,
but they have no idea.
We'll see. Listen, send us an email.
I apologize on his behalf, listeners.
The Music Video Night Podcast at gmail.com.
What you just said. okay. I don't know. I tried to come up with a rating that had all the different colors, which I think was 25
oh,
total
okay.
different colors in it, but I couldn't be smart enough, so It's 25 for different colors.
25 different colors. I want you to know that your explanation was just as dumb as hell as mine, dude.
But it was way shorter.
It was a lot shorter, but I was like, what is this white boy talking about?
Oh, no. All right, we're deleting all of it. All of it. Y'all don't get to
see. Too late. You're in this with me now. All right. Did you also notice we both admitted up front we're too dumb for the joke we're trying to make? Dumb. Like, neither one of us got it.
Nope.
I'm stupid. Here's my attempt. Me too. Here's mine.
And we're okay with calling each other out.
Yeah. God, what a tragedy here at the end of this. All right.
Our real Would You Music video night with Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
You'd right? be a fool not to.
Yeah.
Now,
that was everything.
That's everything. Yeah. Now I can go with score now because I don't have to guess.
Yeah, you
I
know.
So this is a 100% dead on guess. This is Travis's 10.
It is my 10.
Mm-hmm.
Does not get any better. It is the best music video I have ever seen. So, and that is what qualifies a 10.
There you go. And I can't talk him down. It's been 2 years of the podcast and almost 2 years of this video of him watching and holding on to this 10 for this video.
It's my 10.
Yeah, this is his best music video of all time.
Yeah, it's amazing. I guessed you at an 8.3.
Ooh, pretty close, Travis.
Okay.
8.02.
So close.
I was close, yeah.
Ooh, okay. 8.02.
But you were definitely in the right spot.
And you guessed a 10, of course. Okay, I got it written down.
Yeah,
8.0. Yeah, I figured that's where
you'd be. Are you okay with it?
I'm fine with it. I knew you liked this video.
Yeah.
I think if I hadn't loved it as much, it wouldn't be an 8.02. It would just probably be in the sevens for you. But I think the way you know I feel about it helped you move it up a little bit.
Maybe so. But I had a very similar experience on our first time watching it, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't like you overreacted, and I was like, wow. I was like, now he gets it.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it was.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I just, a dance video is never going to be number one for me. It can't.
No, yeah, I know it won't.
Yeah. So that's its flaw, is it's just a dance video.
It's not a flaw. It's just not to your taste. It's not a flaw, people.
Yeah,
so not a flaw.
This video sucks because...
No, this is an amazing video. He doesn't mean that.
It is really good. So we have, I think, 3 left for this season. Our longest
Great.
Taken to record season of all time.
It's okay. We've had a lot going on.
Yeah, but it's almost more fun every time we do it now because it just gets chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we have millions of listeners, we will be way more...
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? Responsible,
punctual, and consistent.
Yeah, there you go, consistent. All
but right now, see, guys, like, we're your favorite ghost.
Yeah,
we don't put out a lot, but when you get it, you like it.
Yeah, that's fair. We're your favorite ghost.
All right,
guys, thanks for listening. Hit us up on all our socials. Watch our TikToks, the Music Video Night Podcast, and you can send us an email to our Gmail and let us know how we're doing. Other than that, thanks for listening. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
Peace.